This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I need you to come in here.
Okay.
So Carter went with about 5 bits from our show today. Not exaggerating. Now Susie is doing the airport is crowded and people like the state high school hockey tournament. Is this coast on your laurels day? Am I missing something? I mean, we're putting in new, fresh material constantly. We would never play the hits. What's going on, Dave Harrigan?
I don't think you're giving her enough credit. Frankly, I didn't know that spring break travel had begun already. I thought we'd be waiting another week. So
it's
this
early.
Is
it's early
me.
This year.
I didn't see this coming.
50,000 people in one day is a lot.
50,000, Chad. Think about 50, that.
Yeah. You are just such a Debbie Downer sometimes. Wah, wah.
I'm looking for fresh material.
What are you talking about? All this is sound. I just got you the latest on the budget. That's not great. It's going to be a fight. Now it's going to be a fight till May to figure out how to balance a budget. Goodness
I'm
sakes.
Just trying to get you going.
You are. I'm irritated with you right
you
now.
You should be.
I feel like
he's
it.
He's not acting very nicely
he's
towards
not.
You.
He was so sweet last night. Oh, I should have come. I should have flown back and been your date. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm like, well.
Let's not do that for him. I mean, you cheated on us also. I mean, honestly.
How'd I cheat?
On this show, on with Adam, on with Jason. Come on.
I'm a cheater. Hey, I was Dear Susie today. I had to give real good advice.
I know. I received a text, and then when I didn't respond right away, I was out and you were in.
Oh, no.
Took my spot.
Listen to
Is
him.
That true? Did you ask That's Chad true. First to be Dear Chad?
I didn't ask. Not my show.
Oh.
He claims, but listen to me. He didn't have to say that. He didn't have to tell the world that you were, second choice.
Well, that broke my heart. Yeah. Is that true? I'm going to find out. I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Well I'll read you the text right here.
Adam texted you first.
Dear Chad today, Jordan off today and tomorrow. If you're free, no biggie. If not, then soon after. Never mind, we're covered. You were covered. That's what you were. You were not treated with the respect you deserved.
Story of my life, man. Story of my life.
Yeah.
Wham, wham, wham.
Why don't you sing a quick song for us, Renee? What song would you sing?
What do you get when you fall in love? You get enough germs to catch pneumonia. And after you go, they'll never phone you. Never fall in love again.
Nice voice, Susie. That's tremendous. You know,
why
I love
did
you.
I think of that song?
And pneumonia. I mean, upbeat song.
Right? I mean, you know, I got to tell you, it is your show. So I'm not going to bust your chops. But at any time, you can stop talking and we could do traffic and weather. Or we can just keep on this dribble. And Dave Harrigan.
Is it dribble or drivel or?
Drivel.
I don't know.
Babble. Schnavel.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Let's go. Your call. If you want to keep talking, we can talk. We go to traffic and weather. We could never take a commercial break, cause trouble. I mean, what do you want to do?
What do I want to do in this moment? I feel like I want to sing some more. Hey, speaking of singing.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, Tom Hauser texted in because I was asked about the event by you. and I could not remember the mayor of Edina's name. So, of course, Tom.
Jim Hovland.
Yes,
right?
Jim. And I sat with his lovely wife, and we had a wonderful evening.
What's her name?
Oh, Hovland.
No, no. It's, like, different.
Mrs. Hovland?
Not Lorna. No, Lorna was the other wife. I can't. I had it in my phone. We
exchanged. Wait a second. You had two wives there?
No.
Oh, Dave, put that on the Twitter machine. Very progressive, and he died.
Patty Peterson sang last night.
Oh.
Because she was honored as a very, very, very important special guest. She got some big award. Lifetime Women Powerful.
Higher than yours?
Way higher than mine.
No, I got you higher. I got you.
I don't know. I was with nine other people. She got
Harrigan?
Yeah.
Susie or Patty Peterson? I got Susie higher.
On the awards? Would you have given me the big award last night, or would you have given me...
The big one. Mm-hmm. Dave apparently reluctant.
It would have been an award. By the way, Lorraine.
Lorraine! Thank you. I have it in my phone. We're going to get together.
You do not have it in your phone.
I do. Guess why? Because we're talking, of course, and you know me. She's got a guy that she wants to set me up with.
Of course.
So
well, you're going to the house still. Are you going to the house or
not? I don't know. I'm sort of lukewarm. That sort of runs its course. It doesn't thrill me. You got to thrill me.
He listens to the show, right?
I don't. Maybe. But that guy's busy. Yeah. He's got a lot of crap going on. He doesn't need a date with me.
Be tough if he's listening right now.
Well, if he is, text me. You know, show up. Be fancy. Send me some flowers. Light me up.
Yeah. There we go. That's Susie's policy. Light her up. That's her policy right there.
Dazzle
me. Hit the button now that we need to take a break for the first segment.
I'm confused. Are we traffic and weathering or are we breaking? What's this going to be here?
I don't know. Is traffic sponsored?
Not this time.
Is weather sponsored? Traffic.
No, not this time.
Well, then
let's go. I think we should start the show. Let's just keep going.
Keep talking?
We don't even need the open. Yeah, keep talking.
Okay.
So it's sad news, but then I want to turn it into something positive.
Okay.
Okay. Kirby died on this date, 2006.
Oh, that's so sad.
I ended up seeing Kirby a few weeks before in Phoenix, where Puck was living.
Mm.
And he and Dan Gladden.
Oh.
Attended the Wolves game, and they were seeing our mutual great friend, Clayton Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Clayton and Kirby were extraordinarily close. Clayton was equipment man for the Timberwolves, and he'd also worked with the Twins for a long time. And Kirby basically adopted Clayton. They were so close. Mm. And Clayton loved Kirby, and Kirby loved Clayton. And I saw it was down the hallway. I mean, the arena in Phoenix has changed names 8,000 times. And I recognized Gladden, but I was already getting yelled at because I wasn't on the bus. The postgame show took too long. And I thought, is that Puck? Because Kirby gained a lot of weight at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Clayton, I go, is that Kirby? He goes, yes. And God, I felt bad. I was worried about his health. Mm-hmm. And then it was a couple weeks later, he would have the stroke.
Yeah.
And we know about, you know, the accusations about what did or didn't happen at Redstone, and some other stories that came out, that for some it changed their opinion on Kirby. For others, it did not.
Mm.
During the peak of his career, Kirby might have been the most popular Minnesotan ever. I don't think there's any doubt. Minnesota athlete. And maybe people want to say, well, when the stories came out, I changed my mind. I would add, and I'm not, if he crossed the line legally, I'm not defending that in any way.
Right.
Zero.
Right.
Okay? None. I would say there are a lot of people who we know publicly and we don't know privately that we have no idea what they do. I'm not trying to justify that. I'm just saying a lot probably would surprise us.
Mm-hmm.
But during his day, I don't even think it's close for me that he's the most popular Minnesota athlete ever.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to branch this out, Susan Dan. Who are the other names? If you want to say now, or I'd rather say historically, who are the most popular Minnesotans ever? When you think of that, Susie, I'll give you another name tied to sports. and that would be Bud Grant. I think Bud was loved by almost everybody, because if it was just the football side, and that even though he was born in Superior, he became Mr. Minnesota, right? Fishing, hunting, a part of the ruggedness. He looked like a Minnesotan should look.
He did.
Steely and tough, not fazed by the weather. Later in life, showing his emotions, showing up to that incredibly cold Vikings-Steelers game, the Blair Walsh miss game, short sleeve shirts, because as he told my guy Bobby Hagan, if you're determined, you can do anything. So I'll go with Bud. I'll give you another one historically, Susie. Hubert Humphrey. I think Hubert Humphrey, now, probably not now because we're so divided, but Hubert Humphrey. Who do you have for an all-time most popular Minnesotan?
Well, at first when you brought it up, I was thinking the Twins. And in my life, as a child growing up in Minneapolis, Harmon Killebrew was my favorite. And I think...
This was in your 30s and 40s at this point?
No, but you know, at the old stadium, yeah. And my dad,
yes,
and I mean, that was
sure.
Really treasured. He was a treasure.
Yeah.
I remember
exactly.
Feeling quite enamored when I got to interview him on the air one time and asked him,
oh, yeah,
was it cold on your hands to hit the bat when it was 30 degrees outside? And he's like, you have no idea the pain in your hands. You know, I mean, it was really kind of a fun interview.
Right. Well, Harmon, I had a chance to get to know Harmon a little bit when I was interning here and elsewhere. Harmon, off air, great sense of humor.
Yeah.
On air, whether it was TV, radio, played it very straight, but Harmon could be very funny, right? So Harmon way up on that list for sure, right?
Yeah.
How about a non-sports person?
A non...
You know, I mean, do we go to music and entertainment? Do we go to Prince? Do we go to Dylan?
I was thinking Walter Mondale, because, you know, Eleanor and I have
sure.
That connection, and it's a political figure that I also think sort of transcended partisanship. You know, he always, he and I became friends. I wouldn't say close friends. I know other people in this building knew him way better than I did, but he was kind to me. And I will say that he has, in his later years, felt quite disheartened and sad to see what was happening in politics today, and that he would say that they could have terrific fights on the floor and then go out to eat. You know, the same people that were yelling at one another on the floor in a substantive manner, not calling each other names or commenting on what they were wearing or their eyelashes. This was substance. And then they could go out at night. And I just think that it's just awful. Yeah, I don't think people are capable of it anymore. I think we're so mired and we're so emotional and we're so, I think, insecure in some ways and fearful that we just locked into our position and God darn it, you're never going to change how I think or feel. So,
I think it's a little bit too that the tribe you're in. Wait a sec. You spent time with somebody from the other side. What's wrong with you?
Right.
It shouldn't be that way.
No.
Dave, I want to hear from you right when we come back. Let's pause. It's sad when we think of Kirby passing away way too soon. And it was on this day in 2006, so we're 19 years ago. But Puck at his peak, as popular as anybody in Minnesota. When you think of other all-time popular Minnesotans, if you want to say sports, if you want to say entertainment, if you want to say politics, you want to say somebody who's completely unaffiliated with those categories I mentioned, all-time popular Minnesotans, who do you have? Love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. I'm going to talk Stretch Lab. I'm going to talk helping everyone out. Because I could make the argument, Stretch Lab, if you're really physically active and you're a runner, you lift weights, you play pickleball, you play hockey, that you need to have that mobility. And that's all true.
Chad, I have
Who
to tell you
to
one thing. I want to add this to your story. Love them.
Yeah.
You're talking about athletes. for relaxation and peace of mind. I have gone to Stretch Lab before. It relaxes me. It centers me. It almost, it's quite meditative. If you really close your eyes and work with, it's amazing what you'll see there.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's a great way to add. Thank you, Susie. I appreciate that. That's the thing. If you just want to go in there and it's relaxing, it's good for your mind. It's good for you to take a break from life. They're going to help you out. If you want, and by the way, it's stretchlab.com, 11 convenient locations. If you want somebody who talks as much as I do and Susie does, great. They'll talk it up with you. If you want quiet, peaceful, they'll just trust your body and work with you, they will do that. Here's a great offer because you're listening to us right now. You go to stretchlab.com. You pick any of these 11 locations, and your first stretch, because you listen to CCO, is half off. I believe in it. Susie believes in it. Dozens of my friends believe in it. StretchLab.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Susie continues with us, all-time popular Minnesotan since, sadly, Kirby passed away 19 years ago today. Mm-hmm. And plenty coverage after his time with the Twins. But when he was with the Twins, and even for many, he was immensely popular. We tossed out some names. Dave, who do you have?
You covered a lot of the names I was going to mention, but I took this as popular within the state, and it didn't matter how long that stretch of popularity went.
Mm.
Could be a week,
okay.
Could
Fair.
Be a few
curious.
Years.
Curious.
And so, yep. I mean, we're talking peak popularity. Some guys from the world of sports, you know, reached that very quickly, and it tapered off very quickly. I'm thinking Brett Favre, 2009.
Well,
nobody was more popular in the state for those few months of that season. I'm thinking
correct.
Joe Mauer when he finally made it up to the big leagues with
the
Twins.
I think Joe's a good choice.
Yeah, I think, of course, it's a great choice. You have to put KG in there. I mean, certainly the MVP.
Sure. Forgot about him.
And, you know, Randy. Randy,
number one. Bare butt Randy.
Want to explain why you call him Bare Butt Randy?
Because he pulled his pants down in the end zone, pretended to during the game, and everybody flipped out, but I thought it was funny.
Yeah. Well, you know, Joe Buck, and plenty of us thought he was wiping his booty on, what do we call that? The stanchion? Is that what it's called, Dave?
Kind of supporting?
I didn't see that.
Supporting the goalpost, right?
I don't know.
But no, it was giving the moon.
It was
at least
the moon.
That's the explanation.
The moon shot.
Yeah. Here are some other textures. We mentioned Dylan.
Hear. Yeah.
Lindsey Vonn. Lindsey Vonn, popular, not way, way up there, but incredibly successful. Right. Somebody says frequent guest of the show, Paul Molitor.
Paulie.
Steve Cannon.
Oh,
who
course.
Do you think? Right. All-time most popular when CCO was dominating, right? when you didn't have all the competitors, it's either Cannon or Boone and Erickson.
Yeah,
right?
I was going to say Boone and Erickson.
Yeah, I mean it's right there. I mean mornings. I mean as essential as afternoon drive is, morning drive even matters a little bit more. Just does.
Mm.
And that's why maybe it is Boone and Erickson.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica Lang, yeah, she was here
for a
couple minutes. She, for a while, lived in Stillwater.
I think so.
Yeah, she did.
Uh-huh.
Vern Gagne.
Oh, not Vern. If he
was putting the sleeper on you.
Mm-mm.
Waylon. Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
Lindsay.
Waylon.
Yep, for sure.
Judy Garland.
Of course. Okay. That's a big one. That rises up. Yeah. In my opinion.
I just don't want to ever hear about those stupid ruby red slippers ever again.
You have such
we
an
talk
aversion.
About it. Let's just move on.
I heard they found some slippers at the airport today.
I mean, seriously, with 500,000 people there, Susie. Chuck Lindbergh.
Cool. Right.
Yep.
Mr.
Mike Lindell.
Okay.
Herb Brooks, yep. For sure.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I said the Vikings and Seahawks with the Blair Walsh game. Did I inadvertently say a different team? Because that's when Bud walked out at TCF.
I don't think you said a team. I think you just said Blair Walsh.
Okay.
Did you say where you were? Anyway, go ahead.
I thought I did, but maybe not. Wally the Beer Man.
Oh.
What about Wally the Beer
Man? Do you think he's passed or do you think he's still alive?
No, he's still around.
Yeah. Of course, our executive chief producer is working feverishly right now to get details on Wally the Beer Man.
No, Wally's around.
Okay,
I still
see
occasional pictures.
Yeah,
folks, suggesting my father.
Yeah, your dad, of course.
Became more and more popular later in his life.
Mm.
I think it was for some a love hate thing with my father.
Of course.
Right.
Right.
Where a lot of these other folks were just loved.
Mm.
Jesse would be the same category,
Jesse,
right?
Ventura, 100%. Right, right.
Love, hate.
Right.
Right. Majors and Shelby, people say. Sure. When anchors were even bigger names.
Right.
Okay. I want to get to something serious, and I'm glad you're here.
Okay.
The radio business is difficult.
Mm.
It is difficult almost always, and even more so right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the company made a decision today, not as much locally, but nationally on salaries.
Mm-hmm.
And making adjustments and concentrating on certain times of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And Odyssey stations all across the country were affected by this.
Mm-hmm.
And our station included, I've known Henry Lake since the late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And Henry and Chris were both let go. Zero, I repeat, zero to do with their talent and their skills. And both high quality people.
Wonderful people.
It's just a matter of more radio. There are very few radio stations in this country that still have live programming past 6:30, 7 o'clock,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And times are difficult.
Gosh.
And I just want to talk a little bit about both individuals, in particular Henry, just because I've known him so long. Henry started interning at the Fan in the 90s when I was with Barrero.
Mm.
And Henry right away fit in with our show, with everybody else, because he's such a likable, smart, magnetic individual.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be around Henry and not be drawn in by his personality, by his laugh, by his intellect, by his curiosity, by his willingness to chop it up with you about topics, his determination, his belief, and his success. Henry, very successful at the Fan, very successful in Kansas City, came back here, worked for the Fan a little bit, and hired here. And I can guarantee you, Henry Lake is going to be successful in his life for decades to come. And we are a lesser station because we don't have Henry, but I get the business.
It's
I was a part of it.
I know.
I was a part of it when it was a financial decision. It's a buyout. This company made a similar decision going back with Mike Max at Knights also, right? Where Mike Max was a huge part of this radio station for a long, long time.
Right.
And then let me just talk briefly on Chris Tubbs, and I'll let you, both you guys talk. Chris, if you said, who gets along with everybody? Or who at this place, if like it's an open table and you can sit down with somebody and he's going to make you laugh and care and be genuine when he's asking you about your life, Chris Tubbs is at the top of that list. Mm-hmm. You know, and Chris is skilled as a producer, knows what to do, has worked on, you know, completely different types of shows, whether it's sports shows or politics shows or news shows. And man, when I think of Chris Tubbs, I just think he's an open book talking about his life and his wife and his daughter and his love of wrestling and, you know, where he stands politically. And again, just another really good person. And life just stinks when people you like, people you've known either for a short time or a long time, lose out, not because of their skills, but because of finances. And we just lost two good people today, and I wish them only the best going forward. What do you want to say, Susie?
I want to say that Henry Lake is one of the most joyful, energetic. He comes into the newsroom, and he is always ready with a question. Susie? I want to talk about this, and I want you to know, tell me about that, and what is your opinion of that? And he wants to chew the fat, so he's got things to talk about at night. He just, boom, he just arrives with a bang. And he works hard. He eats well. I say that because he's very healthy, if you know Henry.
Yeah.
Works out
and
a lot.
He talks about it.
Yeah.
He's got the Tom Ford on.
I was going to say, he smells great. So I texted him when I heard, and I was like, I'm heartbroken. I'm sick about this. He said, I'll be fine. So, you know, radio is a tricky business. That's exactly what he said. And I'll find things to do. And that's great. I'm like you say, he will. And but it's just, it's tough. And Tubbs is always the kindest. He's always good to me. You know me, I'm such a baby. I'm supposed to do like overnight news is a particular way, but I don't because I'm lazy. And then he does it for me. That's the kind of guy. Serious. Nobody quite understands that. That's a little bit inside baseball. But yeah, wonderful guys. But I want to say, I've been here at this station. Next year, it'll be 30 years. And man.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. But we've had dark days. I have seen it. I have seen Mary Niemeyer and Ron Butler. And, you know, there were days where it was just gruesome just to walk in here and like hide, like hoping to God you're not going to get tapped on the shoulder because the business has changed so much, you know, it's chipped down. And, you know, like you say, to have local programming past six is a rarity. Laura in the newsroom was just saying she remembered doing live news at 10 o'clock at night. She worked 3 to 11.
Right.
So
that era is gone.
Yeah, it really has. So my heart, I love the guys. I'll miss them, and we wish them the very best.
Dave?
Everything you guys said and more. I'm sad. I'm broken up today a little bit because, I mean, those two guys, Henry and Chris, were, you know, whether you're talking about a host and Henry, a producer and Chris, two guys that didn't need a hand-holding, you know. When they came in here, when they did this shift, both of them would fill in on this shift, you know, from time to time. Henry came in, it was, you know, boom, it was right there. I know when Chris came in, would come in to fill in for me, you had absolutely no problem. You didn't need to hold their hand. They knew what they were doing. They were absolute pros. They still are absolute pros. And, you know, and when, you know, speaking specifically of Henry, when he would come in and fill in for you, we'd have a great time. And, you know, you could give him the business. He'd give you the business on air, off, or didn't matter. It was just fun. And I know it would be the same with Chris between the two of you. You'd tell me and I'd come back. Hey, how did Chris do? And it was great. It was fun. You know, we had a good time. We talked about this. And, you know, I'm going to miss those two guys. And I walked in the building with Chris today and it just happened. We met up on the street right on the block near CCO. And hey, Chris, what are you doing here? I'm getting fired.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Did he say that?
Yeah. And I just said, oh, man, I'm so sorry. And I just, you know, I was having a good day up until then. And then I realized, oh, this yep. is this is not going to be a good day.
Yeah, it's a kind of a yeah, pale, kind of a cloud over the place today.
For sure. And reached out to both. Both responded. You know, now that I saw that it was out, I know some stations, like somebody could be on the air 10, 15, 20, 25 years, whatever it might be, he or she, and they're gone and nobody mentions it. I've never once believed in it, and I'm never going to do that. And if it gets me in trouble with management, I don't give a bleep. Because if we're asking people to buy into this station and then individuals are gone and we're supposed to act like, who? I don't know what you're talking about. That's fraudulence. That isn't what you're asking people to buy in, to care, to have a connection. And if people are leaving, you should mention it. So only the best to both individuals moving forward.
Here, here.
Susie, thanks for hanging out
no
with
problem.
Us.
No problem. Talk soon.
We'll talk soon. 38 past 1 here on CCO. Okay, let's run through some political items quickly, and you can react. Text in and defend Trump bouncing back and forth on the tariffs. Okay, I don't believe in tariffs. I'm a free trader. I don't believe I'm getting walked on. So some strong negotiations, get it. But if you're going to change your mind every week or two, or every day or two, nobody's going to believe you. Okay? The consumers are not going to believe you. The other countries are not going to believe you. The economic indicators are not going to believe you. And Joe Biden had inflation, and it was lousy. Let's repeat, lousy. Some of it unavoidable after the economy came to a halt. And yes, in some ways, better than other Western nations. But it didn't slow down quick enough. And that played an enormous part in initially Biden and eventually Harris losing decisively to Donald Trump. Donald Trump told us over and over and over and over again what? Prices would go down right away. We've had this conversation many times. If you bought that, you were naive and you really were foolish. But prices aren't going down, ladies and gentlemen. They're going up. And again, avian flu and egg prices, that's out of Donald Trump's control. Let's admit, if Biden or Harris was president, Trump would be blaming Biden. In fact, he did in the speech the other day. But market getting crushed again. Consumer confidence waning. Job losses significant. Job hirings much lower than expected. And a lot of it is uncertainty. You can't play the ping pong game. It doesn't work. There has to be some level of a plan. Stay with it and don't change every 5 minutes. You can react to that. 651-461-9226. There are a couple reports out, Dave, from informed sources saying that this country actually cut our funding to Ukraine days before the now infamous meeting in the White House with Trump, Vance, and Zelensky. Some outlets are reporting that. If that's further confirmed, then that's also complete fraudulence. Then you know what that tells us, Dave? Then it was a setup. I didn't as much buy the setup thing. I just bought that Trump is so used to having people kiss his butt, and he wanted Zelensky to kiss his butt. And even when Zelensky was trying to say thank you, they were jumping in because it wasn't enough for dear leader. But if that turns out true, Dave, that they'd already cut the funding when he came there to sign the minerals agreement, good luck defending that one, don't you think?
No, they'll find a way. They'll find
yeah,
a way.
That's fair. That is fair. Let's get to another one. Today, the House censored Representative Al Green. He's the one who stood up and will not let Donald Trump continue his speech. I said on the show Tuesday, I said in a tweet Tuesday, the Democrats should all show up. They didn't. and should act in a respectful way. They did not. I thought they looked small. And oh, by the way, I don't forget Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert yelling at Joe Biden. I don't forget, I guess I'm forgetting his first name, Representative Wilson yelling at Barack Obama, "You lied." Those were disturbances too. They're not as bad, I don't think, as literally Representative Greene not sitting down, shouting at Donald Trump that you don't have a mandate. Now, when Trump is talking about decorum, I'm sorry, I can't stop laughing and talking about professionalism, because we certainly know he shows that a lot, and he certainly showed that a lot in 20 when he lost the election. But in this case, you had 10 Democrats vote to censure Representative Greene. Anytime on an issue when it's not just either party hypnotized by their talking points, I pay attention. I thought the representative was well out of line. What I will say is, I don't expect, though, any Republicans, the next time a Republican is out of line, to vote and censure, sanction, whatever it might be, because Trump would be furious about that. So for the Democrats who did that, I'm glad. Good. He was wrong. Let's see that same level from the Republicans occasionally when you're not just terrified that Donald Trump will get upset. And then the last one, 651-461-9226. Quick political hits and you can respond. Donald Trump yesterday, Dave, put out the tweet, "Last warning, Hamas." We talked about this yesterday with former Congressman Dean Phillips. Another great conversation with Dean. You could podcast that anywhere you get our podcast, Chad Hartman Show. Where I asked Dean Phillips, would you negotiate with Hamas? He said no. I said I would have a conversation with them, but I have zero credibility in what they would say. So yesterday, Donald Trump in a tweet said, "Last warning, turn over everybody." And Hamas basically said, "Nope. Are we just going to keep talking this way? I'm not looking for World War III there. I'm not looking for World War III in Ukraine. But is this again just bluster? Is this again Donald Trump saying, do this, do this, do this, and then he does it?" Because he threatened Hamas before. What was it, to obliterate him? I forget what it was. And then nothing happened. He can be forceful in ways. I got it. I'm not saying he shrinks. But if you keep doing this and keep saying it, including with tariffs and other areas, and you know prices are going to go down, I would hope occasionally supporters would say, "Yeah, I still like you, but man, your word really doesn't measure up." So I'm going to be very curious on Trump and Hamas, because the last time he was asked about it, he said, "Well, that's up to Bibi Netanyahu." That's what he said. And then yesterday, "Last warning before we step in." Which is it? What do you want to say on any of these topics through a text? 651-461-9226. I want to once again talk about Stretch Labs. We're not on tomorrow, so a couple more Stretch Labs. We got a Twins game tomorrow, so you enjoy Twins baseball. Stretch Lab, as Susie said, because Susie attends Stretch Lab. I have a lot of friends who either already attend Stretch Lab or I've told them about it. I bring Quentin there. Kathleen goes. Friends go. It's stretchlab.com. They have great trained therapist specialists at 11 locations in town. If you just need your mind right to settle it, to relax, well, an expert is giving you the full body stretch, the upper body stretch, the lower body stretch, you can have it. They've got ones that are 25 minutes. They have ones that are 50 minutes. They'll work with you different ways. They'll bring more mobility to your body, decrease some of that soreness, and in some ways eliminate some of that soreness. Half off your first stretch. If you tell them about this spot on CCO, check them out today. Stretchlab.com. What happened?
It's a good question. I don't know what happened.
Wow.
Middle malfunction here.
Well, we're capable of having those malfunctions where the whole board shuts down. So, is there new equipment in yet?
It's on the way. You just wait. Hold tight, Jen.
Let's get to some of the texts. When it comes to Ukraine, Trump must do everything to show zero support for Ukraine. Trump has spent time in Russia. Putin is sly enough that he has something on Trump from his time in Russia. I don't know what he has on him, Dave, but I'm perpetually baffled why Donald Trump is as soft as he is on Vladimir Putin and Russia. Why is it when Republicans negotiate an exchange, three hostages for the release of hundreds of prisoners from the bad side, it's no big deal. But when Democrats do the same, it's the worst thing ever. It should have been equal towards Republicans. That's ideologues talking about ideologues, right? You know, it's an incredibly difficult situation when you have an American held hostage or you have the Israelis held hostage by Hamas, because you're not negotiating with reasonable, decent individuals, and you can't strike a fair deal. So, yeah, there is plenty, Dave, don't you think, partisan reaction to both sides. And it's also easy for a candidate to say, I'll never do that. Nope, not with me, not when I'm the president, not when I'm the leader or prime minister, whatever it might be. And then all of a sudden you're in charge and you get an opportunity to get a citizen of your country back. You do it, right?
Yes, of course you do. Yeah, like, shocking that in America, you know, hostage negotiations would somehow become partisan. But I think anytime you hear a politician say, I will never do that, I think your ears should go up right there. And we'll see. We'll see about that.
Another text here at 651-461-9226. How is the U.S. getting walked on? Explain that. The U.S. bullies its allies. It's not getting walked on. Yeah, that's what we're supposed to do. That's how Trump thinks, right? Trump's a bully. He thinks we should bully. And then he exaggerates, or let's forget exact. He lies about what's happening with Canada and Mexico. Again, negotiate hard. Use leverage. But you can't change your mind every other day. And honestly, that's what's happening with the tariffs. Because again, today they announced in the last 2 hours, key parts of the tariffs with Mexico are delayed again. They've moved minimum 5 times already, and it's March 6th. Okay? You know, I don't believe in tariffs in the first place, but I also don't believe in changing every day. I have no idea where the tariffs might be tomorrow. And guess what? At this point, Dave, I don't think Donald Trump does either.
No, I don't think he does either. I wonder why the economy is the way it is.
Yeah. Because if you think the economy is better right now than it was on day one, you're not paying any attention. Now, if in the end, 6 months, a year from now, it's better, I will 1,000% acknowledge that. I hope it's right. I want our country to succeed at the highest level. Certainty and continuity would be a nice idea.